We're beginning today on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We are four lines from the top. We are beginning with the words of Bo Minei Mirav Chista. So Mora has a Shaila, Bo Minei Mirav Chista, Misha Ochal. A person ate something, Vishasa, and he drank V'loy Berech. Mao She Yachsu V'yivarech. What is the halacha with regard to going back and making a bracha? So just to preface, the previous Gemara, which we ended up with yesterday, discussed the halacha of someone who started eating, he did not make a bracha. We had a few different scenarios, whether he should spit it out, should he move it to the side, should he just swallow it. So here the Gemara is not clear. It's very not clear what we're talking about here. It just says, someone who's achal v'shastav leberach ma'ushi yachsi yivarech, what should be, what is the halacha with regard to going back and making a bracha afterwards? So the Gemara answers again with a cryptic answer. Somebody eats garlic, and now he has very bad breath. Would you recommend that he eat more garlic? Would that be able to take care of his problem? Certainly it's not going to help. His breath is going to just become more intensified. It will smell even worse. Now, that doesn't tell us what he should do. So Rashi seems to understand. It's talking about someone who's making hamaitzi berachas hayayin. He's eating something, so he should make a hamaitzi or he should make a hagaf, and he forgets to make the bracha. And the Gemara's answer is, Misha achal shom, Rashi says, Mao she yachzer, Rashi says, la'achar achila v'shtia. After he finishes eating. So now he's finished his breakfast. Breakfast is over. She now make a bracha. So it seems like what we're talking about is he eats, he finishes eating, and now he wants to know, should he make a bracha? So the Gemara's answer is, if he ate garlic and his breath smells, should he go ahead and eat garlic anymore? So it seems to be like he did one thing wrong by eating breakfast without making a bracha. Are you now going to ask him to make a bracha levatala? He should just make a hamaitzi on nothing and just walk on the rest of his day. Certainly that's not the right thing to do. And sometimes it happens, a person does one thing wrong. Very common scenario on Shabbos, a person by habit walks into a room, flips on the light. Says, oh, cool, I can't turn the light on Shabbos, so quickly turns it off. So obviously now he did two things wrong. So that's the concept of, you do one thing wrong, sometimes you get in the habit of doing something wrong, you just quickly snap into doing another thing following that. So the Gemara seems to be saying, so he should not make another bracha afterwards. Unfortunately, he missed out on his opportunity to make a bracha, so don't do it. The problem is that the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Amalu misha chashum reichen oidef yaksu veyachashum k'dei shehe reichen oidef. He should eat more garlic and smell worse. Amaravina hilka chafilu gomer sudasa yaksu veyivarech. Therefore, even if he finishes his meal, he should make a bracha. So now this does not at all fit with what we just said. We just got finished saying that if he did something wrong, he should certainly not do something else wrong. Now the Gemara seems to be suggesting he should make a bracha. So the Gra, if you look at the Bira, the Hagoyes HaGra on Rashi, he understands that the Gemara's question had to have been something else. The Rashi says, Mao she yachzer la'achar achila ushtia, explains the Gra, that's a mistake. It should say, if you look in there, it says, Be'emtzo achila ushtia. So he's in the middle of the meal, what should he do? So again, it really drops the level of the drama, the question. It doesn't seem like such a big question. What else should he do? He's in the middle of eating. Of course he should make another bracha. And that, therefore, the Gemara flows very nicely, but it's kind of obvious. The Gemara flows by saying, what happens if a person starts eating and doesn't make a bracha? Should he continue without a bracha, or should he make a bracha? And the Gemara gives the obvious answer, what's wrong with this guy? Just because he ate the first half of his meal without a bracha, why should he continue eating the second half of his meal without a bracha? So according to the way the Gra makes the Rashi read, it fits. The problem is with the next Rashi, it doesn't really seem to fit so well. The bottom line is that this Gemara is a little bit difficult to understand, but ultimately, the Rosh writes that if he finishes his meal, he cannot make a bracha. Unfortunately, he lost his opportunity to make a bracha, but the Gemara does say, Ilka chafilu gamar sudasa yachta vivarech. So he should go ahead and make another bracha. Exactly what it's referring to, according to the Gra, it's talking about he finished what he's eating. The Tanya, for it says in a Braisa, Tabal va'ala, person goes to the mikveh, his Tabal va'ala, he comes up, I remember Aliyasi, Baruch HaShem, Ketshanu, Mitzvaysav, Mitzivanu al Tvila. He titles himself, and then when he comes out, after he does the Tvila, he makes a bracha at that point in time. So the Gemara seems to be backing up its case that you can make a bracha on something even after it's done. A person goes to the mikvah, he tivels, he comes out of the mikvah, and then he makes the bracha on the tefillah. So it seems clear that even though you missed the bracha beforehand, nevertheless, you can make the bracha after. The Gemara says, V'loihi, hasa meikara gavra lechazi, hacha meikara gavra chazi, v'hel v'idchi idchi. You cannot, these two cases are not at all comparable. One case is talking about a berachas hanenim. A berachas hanenim has to be before you eat it. The person was perfectly suitable to make the bracha before he ate his meal, and he missed it. So he lost out on his opportunity. Whereas the person who's going to the mikvah, the Rashi seems to be understanding, it's talking about a case of a Balkari. A Balkari is somebody who's not allowed to make a bracha. He's also a B'divrei Torah. So therefore, he doesn't have the opportunity to make the bracha beforehand. And furthermore, it's Berachas HaMitzvahs. So Berachas HaMitzvahs could happen even after the mitzvah is over. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Raya is not relevant. With regard to the halachas, with regard to someone who makes a bracha, the only person who makes a bracha on a tevil, now we have a Nida, as Tevilish makes a bracha. In Simin Reish and Yeridea, the Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, when she should make the bracha. The minhag generally is that she makes the bracha while she's already in the water. The Shach and the Taz spend an enormous amount of time discussing exactly what she should do with regard to the fact that she's not wearing any clothing, with whether or not there's a problem of libay roya se'erva, that she has no separation between her heart and her erva. Ultimately, what comes out is that although the Ramah seems to say that she should cover herself with something when she makes the bracha, everyone seems to say unanimously with one voice that's not the minhag. They don't cover themselves with any clothing. Some put their hands around their waist, others don't, but ultimately they make the bracha while they're already in the water. There is a minhag which is brought down. The pretty sure the Be'er Heitiv brings down that she should go back in again. In other words, she's in the water, she's tevil, she makes the bracha, and then she's tevil again after the bracha, so it should be over lasiyas. That's generally the minhag. Tanur Rabbanan, asparagus. Now it should be noted, while this word can be easily be read as asparagus and be referring to a vegetable, it is not. It says, yafal alev, it could be that asparagus is also good for the heart. But that's not what we're talking about in this Gemara. Asparagus. What is asparagus? Rashi says, it's kais shayu shaysin b'chol baikar, alibi reikon l'rafu. It was something that they would drink, some type of mixture that they would drink, and it would be very good for health reasons. The Gemara says, it's yafal alev, v'tov le'naim. It's very good for your heart, and it's very good for your eyes as well. V'kol shekein l'bnei me'ayim. It's certainly good. It's even better for a person's intestines. V'aragobot, someone who drinks this frequently, gufa. Not only does it help with the above mentioned areas, but this is good for his whole body. His whole body ultimately benefits from drinking such a drink. However, if you drink so much that you'll get drunk from it, then you have an opposite effect. Gufa. It's terrible. It causes him to have health issues with his entire body. Gemara says, "Midikatani yafalalev mechlal to bechamraskin." And since you mentioned that it's good for his heart, it must be we're talking about the asparagus, which the base, the main ingredient for it was wine. The katani, and we learned the koshke libnei ma'ayim. We learned it's certainly good for your intestines. V'hatanya lilaat yafa l'ramat kasha. So if you look at Rashi, lilaat is an acronym; it's an abbreviation for lev ayin tachal, his heart, his eyes, and his spleen. And Ramat is an abbreviation. In the Rashi Dibur Maskev Atanya, he says Ramat stands for Roish Me'ayim Tachtonius. It's his head, it's his stomach for Tachtonius, and is some type of rectal infection. I assume it's hemorrhoids, which comes from drinking this. So the Gemara is asking you a question. If we're talking about the one that's made out of wine, V'katani kosh came with him, I am certainly good for your intestines. V'atani lilait yafal ramat kasha. It's good for the lave, the ayin, and the tchal. It's good for the heart, the eyes, and his spleen. But l'ramat, for his roish, his me'ayim, his intestines, it's no good. It causes him to have difficulties. Kitanya, he answers the Gemara. When was that said? That was said, b'miyushan. That was if it was aged wine. So it really depends what type of wine you're using. Consult your local doctor to find out how to make this potion. I don't know exactly what it looks like and exactly how long it has to be for it to be considered miyusha. Kiditnan, we learned in a Mishnah in the Darim, kainam yayin sha'ani tayin sha'yayin kasha b'nei me'ayim. A person says, you know what, I'm not drinking wine anymore. It's very bad for my stomach. No more, I'm done with wine. Amrulai, Halai Miyushin Yafa. They said to him, hold on a second, you're making a mistake. Your nether is made on false pretenses over here. The premise of your nether is that it's that you're refraining from drinking wine because it's not healthy for you, it's not good for your intestines. But I've got some news for you. That's only true when it's new wine, when it's fresh wine, but if it's Miyushin, if it's aged wine, it would be fine. And he was quiet. In other words, he didn't protest their suggestion. It is mutter for him to drink old wine because clearly he is defining his neder by what they said to him. And his neder was clearly only made assuming that it was bad for his health. So you see clearly that there's a difference between new wine and old wine with regard to his health. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara continues. Shisha dvarim ne'emru ba'asparagus. There are six things which you learned about this drink, asparagus. Number one, ein shayis noisay ela kishu chai. You should only drink it when it is chai, and it is not diluted, it's not mazog, Rashi says. Umale, it should be full. In other words, you drink the whole thing all at once. Don't drink it in a few sips. Just take the whole thing down all at once. Mekabla biyamin, you pick it up in your right hand. V'shayseo b'smol, you drink with your left hand. Ve'ein masichin achrov, don't speak afterwards. Ve'ein mafsikin boy. The ein mafsikin boy means he drinks it all at once. So ein mafsikin boy means he drinks it all in one drink. Ve'ein machzirin oisai el lemish nasanloi. Don't give the empty cup back to anybody else other than the person who gave you the cup. Varok acharav, a person should spit afterwards. Vein soimchen oisli al baminoi, don't eat anything else afterwards unless it is made from the same type of food that was used to create this drink. So just clearly, when I said mali before, mali means it should be a full cup. It should be chai, it should be fresh, it should be a full cup. You should drink it all at once. You shouldn't speak afterwards. He should not give the empty cup back to anybody other than the person who gave him the cup. He should spit afterwards, and the food that he eats afterwards should be made from the same min, the same type of ingredients as was used to create this drink. V'atanya, the Gemara asks a kasha, ein tzayim chanay se'el b'pas. The Gemara seems to say clearly the only thing you should eat afterwards is bread, not the ingredients that were used to create this drink. The Gemara says, like kasha, haba de chamra, haba de shikr. Depends what it's made out of. If it's made out of wine, so then you should drink bread, you eat bread afterwards, it's made out of shikr. If it's beer based, then the ingredients that is used to create the drink is what you should follow it with. Tani chada lalat yafa. We learned in one place that to the lalat again stands for lev, a naim et tachal, for his heart, his eyes, and his spleen. It's good. Luramat kasha. However, for luramat for roish mayim and tachtonios, it's kasha. For his head, his intestines, and tachtonius for hemorrhoids, it is bad. But Tani Idach, we learned in another place, L'ramat Yafa, L'layat Kasha, we learned the opposite. Now that we understand that there's a difference between the two different types of asparagus, one asparagus is made wine-based, and one of them is beer-based, so we could settle all these steers by saying that we're discussing two different types of asparagus. Tani Chada, Rak Acharav, Laika. We learned in one place that if you spit afterwards, then it will be bad for him. And then we see another place that if you do spit afterwards, it's bad for you. So which one is it? Should I spit or should I not spit? Again, it depends which type you're drinking, whether it's going to be wine-based or it's going to be beer-based. Now that you said that there's a scenario where not spitting afterwards is actually bad for his health, since it can cause a sakana, it's dangerous for this person not to salivate, not to spit afterwards. Therefore, it is permissible for the person to spit even if he's standing in front of a melech, where it would normally be considered to be a disrespectful thing to spit. But since he's doing it to protect himself from a potential sakana, it would be mutter to do that. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, we've heard of him before in this Masechta, and he had he was somebody who we see throughout Shas. He was subject to all kinds of revelations. He went me'achari apargud, as is discussed in the piyut we say on Yom Kippur. As well, he was approached by the Daf Zayin of this Masechta, Varisya Kasrika Karsham Tzavakais, and he said, Barcheni. So he had a lot of inside information on things that the general population was not aware of. So he said, Amar Bishma ben Elisha, Shleisha Dvarim Sachli Suriel Sar Hapanim. So Rashi says, who is Suriel? He is Malach Chashuv Lavoi Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he had inside information with this Malach who frequently would visit the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he told him three very important things. Number one, Altito Chalukcha B'Shachris Miyad HaShamav Shetilvash. Number one, a person should not take his clothing from a shamash. He should not have an attendant give him his clothing in the morning. Rather, he should get it himself. As Rashi says, Altito Chalukcha Shachris Miyad HaShamash Ela Ata Ba'atzmacha Taleo Mimakim Shu Shama Tilvashenu. This part of your day, do it by yourself. For whatever reason it is, I'm not sure it's clear what the reason is. Maybe we just don't trust the shamash, we don't know what he's going to do with the clothing. But ultimately, the person gets dressed in the morning, perhaps it's dark, he can't really see. He should handle that part himself. Don't trust other people to give you the clothing. A person should not wash his hands in the morning. This is referring to Netilas Yadayim in the morning. As this is actually brought down in Halacha, I believe in Siman Dalet and Aruch Chaim. A person should not wash, have his hands washed. The Negavas, the Netilas Yadayim in the morning, should not wash from someone else that did not wash their hands yet. In other words, he should wash his own hands or have someone else who already washed hands wash him. But someone else who did not yet wash their hands should not wash him. V'al takzir kais aspargus el olamish nasnulach v'pnei she sach sophis. A person should not give back this kais of aspargus because of this tisach sophis. Rashi says it's shem chabur shedim, has to do with some type of demons. I'm not going to claim to be an expert on that topic. V'amrila, others say it has nothing to do with shedim. Rather, the reason why I should not give it back to anybody other than the person who gave him that cup to start with is because of istaglanis. What's this taglanis? Rashi says it's malachi chavala. Again, similar concept of malachim, who are evil malachim who are coming to do damage. So ultimately, this is something which is very difficult to understand. But in as much as someone is drinking asparagus, he should make sure to give the cup back to no one else other than the person who gave it to him. It's taglanis to malachi chavala. The Gemara actually continues. The Amri Loi Taglan Shemalach Chavala is Matzpin Loi LaAdam VeArmerim Ema Sayavai Adam LeDei Echav Midvar Halalu VeYilka. They say these malachim, they're simply standing there waiting for someone to do one of these three things. They're waiting for a person to either have himself get dressed from somebody else, or have someone else wash his hands in the morning, or they're watching to see who's going to give back this cup of asparagus to someone else other than the person who gave it to them. And as soon as one of these things happen, they jump on the guy and they get him. So this is something a person should stay from. It sounds like a very harsh lashon in the Gemara. They are mitzapin leil adam. They're waiting. Like the Gemara says, after a person goes up, lachamei v'asrim, they ask him, tzipis yeshua, were you longing for the Yeshua? So these malachi kavala, they're mitzapin leil adam. They're waiting for a person. When will we find a person who's going to violate one of these things? And immediately, when they find somebody, they trap the person. So it's not something to take lightly. A person should certainly be careful. That really, the only two things that are relevant to us is getting dressed in the morning. Do that by yourself. For all those who have servants who are serving, bring them their clothing. But more relevantly, with regard to washing your hands in the morning, if someone needs the service of someone else to wash their hands for them in the morning, just make sure that person already washed his hands. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Shleisha Dvarim, Sachli Malach HaMavis. Yeshua ben Levi revealed to us three things that the Malach HaMavis informed him of. Number one, Altita Chalukha Shachris Miyad HaShamash, the same thing. He should not take his clothing from someone else. V'tilbash, V'altita Yadcha Mimish Natal Yadav. Person should not wash his hands in the morning from someone who did not yet wash his hands. Ve'al tamayd lifnei hanashim b'shah shechayzres min ha'meis. Ve'pnei shani merakit u'bal lifneim v'charbi v'yadiv yeshli rishos lachbo. So the first two are the same two that we mentioned earlier. And this, the last one is, there used to be a concept that they would hire women as wailers who would come to funerals to kind of make the spirit of the Leviah, to cry at the Leviah. And this is something which was frequently done. So the Malach HaMavos would say, don't greet these women when they come back from the Leviah. Why? Because Shani Merake, the Balaf name, I am dancing in front of these women, and at that time I have my sword. He's the Malach HaMavos. His sword is very potent. And he has Rishus, Lachbol, he has Rishus to go ahead and cause damage to anybody who he bumps into. So what does the Gemara say? So what should he do? Vi paga. So we can't just give a statement like this without giving a solution, because people go to Leviahs all the time. Vipaga, if you're going to meet this group of women, Maitakanti, what should you do? Linchev midukhtei. Quickly, just scoot out of there as quickly as possible. Linchev midukhtei arba amis. Just run away. Get four amis right away. Just get out of there quickly. Iika nara, if there is a river there, lavre, quickly get to the other side. Viika darka chrina, if there's any other way to go, Lazel ba, you should take that way. Viika guda, leka achoy, should go behind the wall. If there's a wall there, then go behind the wall. Viiloi lahadar ape, if he doesn't have any of these options, it's a very narrow area, he can't run away, there's no river to cross, there's no wall to climb. So what should he do? He should turn his face around, don't face them. Vilema, and she said, Vyomer, Hashem el asatan yigar, Hashem becha ad dechalfi minei. He should just continue saying the pasuk, which is in Kriyat Shema Lamita. He should say that pasuk, which ultimately will save him from the hands of the Malach HaMavos. Amar Bzeira, Amar Bavo, Amar Lov Masnisa, Tana, others say was learned in the Mishnah. Asara Dvarim Nemru B'Kayis Shel Bracha. There were 10 things which were said with regard to a Kayis Shel Bracha. Rashi says in this case, Kayis Shel Bracha is referring to the Kayis Shel Bracha of Birkas HaMazayin. Number one, ta'an hadacha, it needs to be washed out, ushtifa. Hadacha, if you look at Tosfos says that shtifa is mi bachutz, hadach mi bifnim. So you should wash it on the inside and the outside. Chai, so chai means, if you look at Rashi, chai means shemozgu b'mayim l'achar shenasnu b'kais. In other words, you first poured the wine before it was diluted, and then you diluted it with water inside the cup. So you should use fresh, undiluted wine to pour into the cup. I should just mention, Tosfos on the previous daf, on daf Nun Amud Beis, he writes Chai. If you look at it, it's the second very wide line. The first word on the line is Chai, Hainu Shalem. Ha'chanami b'inishi ha'kais shalem b'li shavira. That a cup should not, a kais which you're using for a kais shabracha should not be at all broken in any place. So in other words, even if the kais could hold the proper amount of wine, and there's a hole in the kais higher than that area, nevertheless, such a cup should not be used for a kais shabracha. So umale, it should be full. Itor v'itof, we'll discuss what itor v'itof means very soon. It literally means itor is a crown, v'itof means it's going to be wrapped. Neitel b'shtei yadav, he should pick it up with both hands, the nice nebiyamin, and then transfer it to his right hand. Magbiyim in akarka tefach, he should pick it off of the ground, a whole tefach, while he's making the brach on it, he should hold this cup up off the ground, a tefach. V'noisin einav bay, he should look at it. V'yeshevim af meshagre b'matana l'anche besai, he should, after he makes the brach on it, he should send it to anche besai, which refers to his wife. Anu ein lanu ella arba. Very nice that we heard these 10, but we really are only makbid on 4 of them. What are those? Hadacha, shtifa, chai, umali. It should be rinsed out. It should be fresh wine when you pour it into the cup. Umali, it should be filled until the top. Tana. We learned hadacha mi bifnim v'shtifa b'chutz. So the Gemara says clearly, hadacha is bifnim, v'shtifa is b'chutz. So just getting back to what I was referring to in Tosfos earlier, Tosfos writes in that Tosfos shtifa v'adacha v'vachotz, it's upira shri dafka she'ena kais yafa she'en bay shirei kaisis aval imhu yafa b'lav hachi shaper dami. If the cup is clean, you do not necessarily need to wash it. So this is al pi halacha. If you go through the sugya halacha, it seems clear that if the cup is clean, you don't have to wash it. Nevertheless, the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, he writes down, Al Pi Kabbalah, a person should always wash his Kiddush cup and any cup that he uses for benching, for Avdallah, always wash it out, Bibifnim, Ubachut, before you use it, even if the cup is going to be clean. Amar Bechon, Kol Mavarech Al Kais Malei, A person makes a bracha on a kosmali, a full cup of wine. We give him a nachla inheritance, b'li mitzarim, without any boundaries. Shenemar umali birchas Hashem yom v'darim yirasha. It will go. His bracha will be very expansive. He ultimately comes to inherit two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Now the Gemara comes back to Itur. I mentioned earlier that there's a person should, one of the 10 things is Itur. The Gemara is going to explain now what Itur is. Itur of Yehuda, he says, when you use a kosher bracha, Yehuda would bring all his talmidim around. For the covenant of the kosher, he would bring a lot of people around to see it, or to be there, to be present at the time that he makes the bracha. Chista is ma'atale benatli. Rashi says benatli is kosher. In other words, he would surround the kosher bracha with a bunch of other kosher which are also filled with wine. So there was generosity when a person is making kosher bracha. It's appropriate for there to be a lot of other kaisais, a lot of other people present at the time that he makes that bracha. Amar Rab Chanan, Ubechai, Amar Sheshes Ubebirchas Haaretz. When it comes to Ubechai, that means he has fresh wine. And he dilutes the wine in the cup. When, at what point in time should he dilute it? Ubebirchas Haaretz, in the bracha of the Aretz. So Rashi says, "Kishemagiel la birchas haaretz, meisefalav." When he gets to the bracha la aretz, eretz chem the tayv rachava. At that point in time is when he should add in the water to dilute it. Ituf. What is ituf? Rav Papa ma'atif v'yosef. He would literally put his talis on. He would wrap himself in his talis when he would make a kosher bracha. Rav Asi paras sudar reish. Rav Asi would put a sudar on his head, a handkerchief or a hat on his head. And this is actually where the minhag comes from, that some people wear their hat when they bench. And it seems actually in the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a person should wear his hat when he benches. I don't think that the Mishnah Berurah was referring to the standard black hat with two pinches and a fold in the middle. It depends, whatever hat was respectable at the time. So certainly a yarmulke a person should be wearing. If he's a hat wearer, perhaps he should wear his hat. If he's living in modern times where most people don't wear hats, perhaps this halacha is not relevant. It's not a din in a hat, like a black hat. It's the din is that a person should be dressed appropriately, formally, the way that people present themselves in a formal sense, in a dressy fashion, is how he should make a kosher bracha. So again, it is a makar for a person to wear a hat, but not necessarily does it mean the black hat that we're referring to today. A person should pick up the cup with two hands. Amar Ruchinin of our Papa, Maikra, Su'u Yedechem, Kaidu Shuvarchu as Hashem. You should use Yedechem, he should pick it up with his hands, and he should bench Hashem, and Nois Niliyamin, he should give it to his right hand. Amar Ruchia bar Abar Mbechran, Rishainim Shalu. The Rishonim asked. Now, obviously, this is not referring to the Rishonim in the literal sense of the Rishonim as we refer to it, because we are having a discussion amongst Amirayim over here. Gemara says the early commentators, they asked, "Small mao shetisayei aliyamin." What can a person use his right hand to support himself while he's holding the kais? Since the Rishonim asked, they didn't give us an answer. We will do the chumra. So this is a very interesting taisus over here. What's the big deal to hold the cup? Why was it so heavy? Taisus says, because the kedilus Mary, either it's talking about a very heavy cup of wine, or it's talking about oy bereish chodesh teves shechal liyos b'shabbes shehu b'chanaka. It's reish chodesh teves, which is Shabbos and Chanukah. So he has to say ritzei. Sorry, he has to say Alanisim, he has to say Ritzei, and Yalav Yavah. By the time he's done with all that, his hand gets too wiped out from holding the cup so high. That's the longest possible benching a person could have. In such a case, indeed, it can get very heavy for the person to hold the cup for such a long time, and therefore he wants to know, can he support his right hand with his left hand? Another answer Tesis gives, talking about it's in Nisuin, and they are being Marach and Berchus HaMazah. Ultimately, the Gemara says, not Neve Lechumra, who might, that we will not support it with the left hand. Umagbiyah min akarka tefach. You lift it off of the karka tefach. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina mikra. What's the pasuk tells you? You should lift it off of the ground. The tefach. Kais Yeshuais Esa. The pasuk refers to the Kais Yeshuais Esa. I will lift it. B'shem Hashem Ekra. And I'll call in the name of Hashem. And listen, ain't a boy. This is what we mentioned. The person should look at the cup. Ki hechi d'loy nesiach daitimnei. He should not forget about the cup. Therefore, if he looks at it, he's a constant reminder of what he's looking at. U'mishagri la'anche beisa. He should send it to the anche beisa, to his wife. B'matana, as a gift. He should send it to his wife as a gift. Ki hechi titisbarech devisu. Like this, his wife will ultimately get a bracha from the Kesher Bracha. He should share it with his wife. Like this, she should get a bracha from it. Ula iklo lebeir of Nachman. Ula came to the house of Rav Nachman. Karach rifta. He made a sandwich. He ate some bread. Baruch berchas mezayna. And he made berchas hamazon. He benched. And yavle kasad de berchas to Rav Nachman. He gave the cup of his berchas hamazon to Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman lishta bar kasad de berchas liyalta. You should give the cup, the Kesher Bracha, to Yalta, who was his wife. Amar le, hachi amar Rabbi Yechanan, ein pri bitna shel isha misbarech, ela mi pri bitnoi shel ish. The pri beten of a woman, a woman's reproductive system, will be blessed ultimately from her husband, not from herself. It says, ein pri bitna shel isha misbarech, ela mi pri bitnoi shel ish. In other words, the bracha will come from her husband, so it's fine that I have it. Shenemar, uparech privit necha, it says, the privit necha of your stomach will be blessed, will be benched, privit na leinemar. It doesn't say her beten, it says yours, referring to the male. Ella privit necha. It's only referring to yours, not hers. Tanan Amiyach, we learned in a similar verse, it says the same thing. Nasan Eimer, minayin she'ein pri bitna shal ish, misbarach el mi pri bitna shal ish, she'nemar, uberach pri bitnacha, pri bitna, le'nemar ela pri bitnacha. So ultimately, the bracha that a woman has comes through her husband. Adahachi, listen to this. This is wild. She was paying attention. You know, the house wasn't so big. She probably was there and helped to make the sandwich, and she hears this conversation. They're saying, should you pass it to her? She not passed her. Nah, she doesn't need it. Her bracha comes from somebody else. Hadahachi shama Yalta. In the middle, Yalta heard all this. Kama bezira. She got up with fury. She was very upset. But also lebechamra, she went to the wine store, the wine cellar, the Tavra Dalad Mea Dani Dechamra. She broke 400 barrels of wine. Pretty intense. So he could have shared one cup of wine, saved himself 400 barrels of wine. Now obviously 400 is an exaggeration. It's just to bring the point out. And she did this ultimately to make a point that it's not the wine that she was concerned about. It was the more the concept, it was the principle of the matter. Amar of Nachman, Nishter Lahumar Kasa Achrina. So he said, all right, look, it looks like things are getting a little bit out of hand over here. All right. We'll send her a cup of wine. Could you please go pour her another cup of wine? Shalachla, she sent back and she said, "Kol hai nivga de berchasa he shalachla kol hai navga de berchasa and he shalchalei." So they sent her this cup of wine. Rashi says it's kais kamai listi mar nagva. They sent her a cup. In other words, they sent her this cup full of wine. And she sent back Shalchalei Mahaduri Mili Mimasmartute Kalmi. Mahaduri Mili means Mimachzari Bayaris. People who go around peddlers who are peddling their goods. I don't need that Mimasmartute Kalmi. From worn out clothing you'll make rags. In other words, thank you very much, but no thank you.
I mean, because she was insulted and she's upset.
She was making a point that was not the proper way to treat her. Amar Rav Asi, Eima Sichin Al Kais Shel Bracha. A person should not speak on a kais. Once he picks up the kais Shel Bracha, Eima Sichin Shachzu Ad Shivarach. From Rashi says, the time that you pick it up until you make the bracha, a person should not speak. Amar Rav Asi, Ein Mevarach Al Kais Shel Paranis. A person should not make a bracha on a kais Shel Paranis. My kais Shel Paranis. Paranis is ultimately punishment. What is the kais Shel Paranis? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kais Sheni. It's the second kais. Now there is a whole sugya which discusses the idea of zugais, the negative effect of having things in pairs. So some people are makbid on this, others are more makbid on this, that never to do things in exact pairs, always to do things in odd numbers. But ultimately, that's one of the makairis, that a person doesn't cook two eggs at once. Although the ikkar makar had to do with there being blood inside the eggs, like this, it could be batochad betray, you always have raiv, but that's another reason why people just don't do things in pairs. So a person should not make a bracha on kaisha peronis. A person should prepare himself properly in an appropriate fashion when he is giving a bracha to Hashem. V'haylam misakin, a kosher pranis is not a tikkun, it is to the detriment. Amr bavo, v'amr lo b'masnisa tana, ha'echo mahalech, the person who's eating and going, mevarech ma'om, and he can make a bracha standing. Ukshu oichel ma'umad, when he's eating standing, mevarech miyoshav, he should sit down when he benches. Ukshu meisiv oichel, a person is reclining and eating. Yoshev mevarech, he should sit up, and then he should bench. V'hilchasa v'kulu yoshev mevarech, the halacha is, a person should always be sitting down when he benches. He should not be standing, he should not be moving, he should be sitting down. And Taisa says, v'fisha birkas hamazin d'araisa, v'chmira ba'aliyas yoshev mevarech, since birkas hamazin is a mitzvah midaraisa. Therefore, a person should always be sitting when he benches, and this is actually very important. Sometimes you see people on the go, and you quickly eat something, and then on the go you quickly want to bench. That's not the right thing to do. A person should sit down and bench. It'll take him a couple more minutes. Hadron alach shleish shachlu. This concludes the seventh parak Maseches Brachos. We begin right now with parak Elu Dvarim. There's a long mission over here which lists off a number of the disputes between Beis Shammai, the school of Shammai, and Beis Hillel, and the school of Hillel, with regard to how a person should conduct himself when he is eating. The mission starts, Elu Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Beis Seuda. The following are the differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Why is Seuda? Beis Shammai Omer Mevarech Aliyayim. Person makes, when he makes Kiddush, first he says the bracha on the yayim, v'yachar kach mevarech al yayim, which is not what we do. We start off with vayechula, which has nothing to do with, I shouldn't say that. It's not really part of the kiddush hayayim. It is an edus, as the Gemara says, it's an edus on Maisa Bereishis. And then, when we conclude from that, vayevayker yayim hashishi, we go on vayechula, and we finish the end of that parsha, we move on to our bracha of hagafen, which is like Beis Hillel Emrim, Mevarech al Yayin, V'achar Kach Mevarech al Hayayim. First you make the bracha on the Yayin, and then on the Yayin, that's what we do. First, a person should wash his hands, and then he should pour the kais. Now, if you look at Rashi, what we're talking about over here is the kais of Birkas Hamazon, I believe. Yayin abal lefnei hamazon. Yeah, this is yayin abal lefnei hamazon. The question is whether he should wash his hands first or afterwards. So Beis Shammai says, first you wash your hands, then you pour the cup. Beis Hillel says, first you pour the cup, afterwards you wash your hands. The Gemara is going to go through every one of these halachas, every one of these machlokes in detail within the next couple dafin. Person wipes his hands in the middle of the meal on a cloth. Umanicha ala shulchan, you can put it on the table. Don't put it on the table. Rather, you should put it on a pillow or a cushion that he's sitting next to. Again, this is with regard to dinim of tumah and taira. We will get to that in the Gemara. You sweep the house. Afterwards, you wash your hands. So here it's referring to mayim achronim. When a person washes his hands, should he first clean up the area and then wash his hands, or should he first wash his hands and then clean up the area? With regard to havdalah, the order is ner, first bayim area esh, and then mazayin, besamim behavdalah. So we're adding in mazon here. If you look at Rashi, there's Misha Ein Lo Ela Kais Echad B'Maitzoy Shabbos. He only has one cup. Manichai Adla Achar HaMazon. the Seder alav ner umazin b'sam havdala. He used it for both, for mazin and havdala. It seems like Shalosh should have stretched out long, so he's going to use that one kais for both. Beis Hillel Aimrim, Beis Hillel says, ner ubesam mazin havdala. So everyone agrees that ner is first, and havdala is last. The question is, between besamim and mazin, which one comes first? Bishami Aimrim, shebara ma'ar ha'esh. The bracha that is made is bara ma'ar ha'esh, referring to the light of a fire. Beis Hillel Aimrim, Beis Hillel says, Bairei Ma'ari Ha'esh, he continuously creates Ma'ari Ha'esh, lights, lots of lights from fire. Ein Mevarchin Loyal Ner, Loyal Besamim Shel Akum, person cannot make the bracha on a Ner or Besamim of Akum, V'loy Al Ner V'loyal Besamim Shel Mesim. And a person should not make a bracha on Ner or Besamim from Mesim, which was used for a deceased person, V'loyal Ner V'loyal Besamim Shel Avodah Zarah, and certainly not with a ner and v'samim that was used for avodah zarah. Ve'im evarchan al ner shal yaisu la'irai. Ad. Ve'im evarchan al ner ad shal yaisu la'irai. A person should not make a bracha on a can on the fire until he actually benefits from the light. Misha achal v'shachak v'loy birich. Person ate and he forgot to say berakas hamazon. So just on yesterday's daf, we're discussing a person forgets to make a bracha before he eats. So here the person made a bracha, he ate, but now he forgot to say berakas hamazon. B'shami Aimrim yachzulim kaima b'yivarech. B'shami says you got to go back, go all the way back to the place that you ate and make berakas hamazon over there. B'shami Aimrim yivarech b'makim shenizgar. Just say berakas hamazon wherever you are. Now it should just be noted that in this case. Beis Hillel agrees that lechatchila you should go back. The question just is whether you're obligated to go back. Bad masa mivarech. Until what point can a person still say berkas hamazon? Ad kadesh yisakel hamazon shebemeiv. Until all the food is completely digested in his system, which is generally understood to be the amount of time it takes to go 4 milin, which is 72 minutes. And at that point in time, it's considered to be too late, for he already is no longer feeling the benefits of his meal. Balahen yayin achar amazon im ein sham el oisya kais beshami emem varach al yayin viach kach varach al amazon besel emem varach al amazon viach kach al hayayin. So they brought him wine at the end of the meal. The question is, what should you do first? Should you make a bracha on the wine first or birkas amazon? Vainin amen achar yisrael hamavarech. The person should answer amen, is encouraged to answer amen after a Yisrael who makes a bracha. And this means, if you look at Rashi, afilu loy shama el saif bracha. All he heard was someone say the last few words of a bracha. However, the Mishnah says, achar kuti amavarech, ve'enoim einin amen achar kuti amavarech at yishma kol bracha kula. After a kuti, which the kutim come up all the time throughout Chas, they had a questionable conversion. We're not sure what their motivation was when they converted, whether or not it was legitimate, if it was sincere. So if you hear a kuti make a bracha, a person should not answer amen unless ad yishma kol bracha kula, unless he hears him make the entire bracha. So if he makes the entire bracha, and the bracha is baruch atah Hashem alekinim elach ha'olam, so it's said properly, you clearly know who the kuti was referring to in the bracha, so there's no problem answering amen to that. But we have to be suspect, as Rashi says, Shema Barich Laharagrizim. If all you hear him say is Shakol Ni Abedvari or Barim Ne Mizaynais, in such a case you can't answer Amen to that because you're not sure what the beginning after the bracha was. Perhaps he inserted Haragrizim in there instead of inserting the name of Hashem. Tana Rabbana, Dvarim Shabein Beishamei Beishilo Besuda, Beishamei Aimer Mivarech Alayayim, Viachakach Mivarech Alayayim. Beis Shammai says you make a bracha on the yoyim first and then on yayin. Why shah yoyim garin liyayin shiyavai? Why are we making a bracha on wine altogether? The reason is because it's Shabbos or because it's Yom Tov. So therefore, make a bracha on the day first as well. He says v'kar kiddush hayoyim. It already the yoyim has come. It's already the day of Shabbos is already here. Either he was mekabel Shabbos or naturally by the change of the hour Shabbos came. So therefore, a person should make the bracha on the yoyim first and then hagafen. However, vadayin yayin loy ba, the wine did not come right away. You make a bracha on the wine first, and then afterwards on the yayim. Why shayayin gerim the kedusha shetiyamar? You can't make kiddush without wine. So the whole kiddush is going to be predicated on the fact that he has wine. If he doesn't have his wine here, he can't make kiddush altogether. So therefore, he should make a bracha on the wine first because it's crucial that he has the wine there. Davar Acher, another explanation why he should make the kiddush on the wine first is Birchas Hayayin Tadira, or Birchas Hayayin Eina Tadira. Birchas Hayayin is something which you make frequently. Anytime you want to have a drink of wine, you make a hagafen, so it's much more tadir than the Birchas Hayayim. And we have a concept, the halacha, tadirish in a tadir, tadir kaidim. And as Rashi points out, Rashi writes this, this is from a Seches Vachim, as it says in the Pasuk, Milvat oilas habaykar, asher lo oilas atamit tasuas eila. So it seems like, as Rashi points out, it's milvad mashmala achar shehikrav tematamit takriva musafim. After you bring the regular kabbanos of the day, which are frequent, they happen much more frequently, then you should bring the additional kabbanos. We see clearly that though that anything which is done more frequently is going to take precedence with regard to a bracha. The Gemara continues, v'halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel in this case. Oh, sorry, I skipped something. V'halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. So, my davar achar, what is the davar achar? Why did the Gemara have to give two reasons for Beis Hillel? V'chi tema, hasam tarti, v'halacha chadi. The Shammai gave two reasons for explained their opinion with two reasons, and Beis Hillel only has one. So Chanami Tartin, and we also have two reasons. Birch Sayayin Tadira, first of all, it's Tadir. Birch Sayayim Eina Tadira, Metadir Tashayin Tadir Kardim. Ultimately, it says the Gemara of Halach Kedivri Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. The Gemara asks, Pshita, of course we paskin like Beis Hillel. Tanafak Paskal, the Paskal already came out and said that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Gemara says, perhaps this memor that was said, that we paskin like Beis Hillel, was said before the Baskel came out. So indeed, we did not know this as an absolute certainty. We always paskin like Beis Hillel. Alternatively, says the Gemara, achar Baskel, this was talking about after the Baskel came out. However, Rabbi Yeshua, Da'amar, Ei Mashkichim BeBaskel, we're going like Rabbi Yeshua, which says we don't listen to a Baskel. It's actually a fascinating Gemara in Meseches Bav Mitzia, where there was a machlekes over there about a specific oven, whether it could become Tameh, and it was back and forth, and a Baskel came out, and ultimately, we did not listen to the Baskel, because Torah is lav b'shamayim hi, Torah was given to Bnei Adam, and it is our responsibility to be mechadid with each other b'halacha, and ultimately to find out what the proper halacha is, and therefore, despite the fact that the halacha came out, the Baskel came out and said we paskin like Beis Hillel, nevertheless, we still need to use our own judgment, and that's what the Gemara says, halacha ke Beis Hillel. We will stop here. Have a wonderful day.